Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is time now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Vic DiGeronimo hosts Classic Mornings on WILL, Illinois Public Media, in Urbana, Illinois. He's with us from there right now. Welcome back, Vic.
I'm excited to be back, Jeremy. Thank you.
I'm sure that our listeners are excited to have you back. I know a lot of them love it when we talk classical music on the DJ Sessions. And you've brought some younger musicians here, 30-somethings, for us to listen to today. Let's start with the Hungarian cellist István Várdai, and he's playing with Hungary's Pannon Philharmonic, conducted by Tibor Boganyi. This is Tchaikovsky's Variations on a Rococo Theme, revised by Wilhelm Fitzenhagen. Did I do all that right?
You did all
okay,
that right.
Okay, good. Now we can play it. Well, it certainly is Tchaikovsky.
It is Tchaikovsky, and it's pretty exciting at this point. In Wilhelm Fitzenhagen's arrangement, it's the finale. In Tchaikovsky's original version, it's not even halfway through the variations. Fitzenhagen decided that he wanted to rearrange it, he being a cello virtuoso, so that the audiences were more excited at the end of the piece and gave him a great ovation. So, without even asking Tchaikovsky, he went ahead and made changes. There were 8 variations. He booted one of them and rearranged all the others. And again, this is the finale only in his version.
And what should we know about István Várdai?
István Várdai is a Hungarian cellist. We heard him a few years ago on a recording, and I was excited to hear him once again. He's a younger cellist. He doesn't have the name, certainly not in this country, that some of the other cellists have in our time or even in times past. But he's a fine cellist, and I'm excited with this recording and look forward to what else he has for us in the near future.
Okay, well, you also wanted us to hear a piece by the Austrian composer Franz Joseph Haydn. This is the Sonata Divertimento in C major. It's performed here by the Swiss pianist Olivier Cave. Very playful sound there. Tell us about this piece.
Olivier Cave is a Scarlatti specialist, actually. He's from Switzerland, but his mother's from Naples, where Domenico Scarlatti was born. Along the way, it was realized that Haydn had gotten a hold of some of the sonatas of Scarlatti. And Cave realized that there were some similarities, there were certainly some influences, and Olivier Cave is out to explore Haydn, looking back to Scarlatti as well.
And he's a young guy.
He's in his 30s, and he's already had a name, but again, it's not a pianist who has the name of some of the other pianists in our time, but he certainly is worth listening to.
Well, let's move on to another person you thought would be worth listening to. This is the Spanish pianist Javier Perianes, and this is by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. This is Lyric Piece Opus 68, Number 5, At the Cradle. Very delicate, very soft there, Vic.
Perianes has chosen the music of Edvard Grieg. He is Spanish, and he studied with the great Spanish pianist Alicia de la Rocha. She said to him, "You're from Andalusia, and they're going to expect you to play Spanish music, but you better diversify." I saw that in an interview with Perianes, and he did. And he went to the music of Edvard Grieg. Grieg was a poet with a piano, I would like to say, and particularly in the lyric pieces, each one is like poetry. And Perianes is a poet of a performer. And when one plays the lyric pieces the way he does, you know that he really gets into the soul of Edvard Grieg's music.
Well, let's get to one more, and this is from Antonio Vivaldi. It's Concerto in D Major, and it is performed by the Israeli mandolinist Avi Avital with the Venice Baroque Orchestra. Now, Vic, is this normally played on a mandolin?
No, this was written for the lute, but I think a lot of listeners have heard this over the years played as a guitar concerto. Everybody wants to get in on this concerto, and for good reasons. It's a lot of fun. And Avi Avital is no exception. He plays the music that Vivaldi wrote for mandolin, but on this recording, he has arranged some of Vivaldi's other concertos, including violin concertos for mandolin and orchestra. He said he was sort of frustrated after he learned to play the mandolin and learned about the works that were written for it, that relatively speaking, there were fewer works written for the mandolin than other instruments. So he decided that wasn't going to hold him back, and he would arrange those for the mandolin. And it's fun. This is a fun recording. It was done in Venice with the Venice Baroque Orchestra.
And all of these musicians, as we said, are relatively young. What do you think you're hearing from younger musicians that you haven't heard from previous generations?
I think the younger musicians have the advice and guidance of some of the more established musicians, and perhaps communication and travel make it easier for them to spend time with many more musicians. There certainly is a lot of time and study of the composers, and they're playing for our time. And I think what we hear that is exciting is not just what they study, but it's bringing themselves in our time and the kinds of music that they listen to and are brought up with, all that context to this music that's been around for centuries. And I think that's kind of exciting. That makes it tailor-made for our time, with all respect to the music, because they're obviously spending the time studying and getting the advice of the masters.
That's Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL Illinois Public Media in Urbana, Illinois. Vic, thank you so much, as always.
It's been a pleasure once again. Thank you, Jeremy.
And this is another piece arranged and performed by Avi Avital, playing with the Venice Baroque Orchestra here. This is Vivaldi's Concerto in A Minor. You can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. And a program note, I'll be broadcasting from KQED in San Francisco next week with a focus on the Bay Area. Don't miss it. It's Here and Now.